This week, British Prime Minister David Cameron announced a bold, two-pronged attack on both pornography that exploits children and the availability of pornography to children.
The fact that many children are viewing online pornography and that the nature of that pornography is so extreme, it is distorting their view of sex and relationships.
The Cameron government has promised a battery of new measures in this offensive against the offensive. But chief among them will be for all new internet connections to include pornography filters enabled by default. Don't want the filter? Well, you'll have to check a box to opt out of it. Or you might say, opt in to watching porn. The announcement has drawn criticism from people like Mick Wright, lead tech writer for the UK's Daily Telegraph, who says that not only is it a stifling invasion of privacy, but that Cameron's measures aren't going to have any impact on the pornography he's trying to stop.
One of the things that David Cameron is asking is that Google take a blacklist from CEOP, which is the Child Exploitation and Online Protection Centre in the UK. Well, Google already does that. The government has actually cut funding to CEOP in recent years. So while talking tough about dealing with child sexual abuse imagery online, he's actually cut the funding. Most of the behaviour by paedophiles and sexual abusers operates in parts of the internet that aren't crawled by Google. You know, these people are using peer-to-peer, they're using password-protected sites, they're using Tor. Those who say that they could easily stumble upon child pornography on the web, I think are scaremongering, because there is no earthly reason that you should stumble upon it these days.
And for people who just like looking at other people having sex online, are they going to be hampered in their consumer desires?
No, but they are going to have to declare themselves porn users. A company has a record of you saying, yes, I'll put my hand up and say I want to watch pornography. And also, because it's going to be a decision you're going to have to make as a family, you're going to have to end up having a discussion with your spouse or your partner about your porn use, which you may or may not wish to have.
You say that while the problems are real, Cameron was just showboating here. Why?
Because the Daily Mail and elements of the tabloid press in the UK are seen as fundamentally important for winning the next election. And particularly, there's a sense that Cameron has not connected well with women and a certain type of middle-class woman who is thought to be very, very concerned about the corruption of childhood, the sexualization of childhood. And the day after he announced these policies, the Mail's front page was trumpeting its success in winning its battle against porn and child porn and the sexualization of children. And that's why I consider it grandstanding.
It's hard to know what actually Cameron is targeting in a country where the general circulation tabloids have topless photos on page 3.
Given that he's pro these filters, you know, to stop access to porn of all kinds, he was asked, would he back the campaign that is ongoing in the UK for Rupert Murdoch's son to stop publishing page 3 in the Daily newspaper featuring a topless woman? And he said, no, it's about consumer choice and people should be able to buy the Sun.
And then in the process of filtering out dubious internet searches, there is something, I just love this, called the Scunthorpe problem.
Yeah.
Tell me about the Scunthorpe problem.
Scunthorpe is a town in the north of England, and there is an explicit term within the name, a series of letters which spells out probably the strongest swear word either in the UK or the US, and filters are not sophisticated enough to know that you're searching for Scunthorpe and not searching for that explicit term. So Scunthorpe County Council can find its website being blocked because it's considered to be an explicit site with many references to that sexual swear word.
What else does Cameron have on his target list that will get further and further into the private lives of British subjects?
There's a kind of hazy notion of banning extreme pornography. Now, where the line is drawn is extremely difficult. There was a case of a civil servant in the UK who was brought up on obscenity charges because he was gay, and amongst himself and some friends, he was engaging in some pretty hardcore sadomasochistic behavior, and they were sharing pictures amongst themselves. He was found not guilty, but that's seriously affected his career. And there's a question of, you know, where you draw the line. And also, his idea of extreme pornography is going to include scenes of simulated rape. Now, the question there is how you deal with things like The Accused, you know, Oscar-winning film in which there are scenes of simulated rape. We are going to get into free speech issues. And unfortunately, unlike the US, the UK's law around free speech is a lot more difficult to apply.
If Cameron is serious in wanting to eradicate child sexual abuse imagery from British society. Is there a way to do that?
The way you do that is through stringent policing. It's through investigative work. And fundamentally, what the government is doing with an austerity drive in the UK is that it is cutting the police and thinking that technological solutions will fill the gap. And they just won't. The way you find out about these individuals who are organizing paedophile rings is through quite traditional policing and investigation.
Mick, thanks very much.
No worries.
Mick Wright is the chief technology blogger for the Daily Telegraph.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.